This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 28th of February 2021. Today is the Club Focus edition and we have several items from clubs for you today. We launch a new online tool for coordinating John Moyle Field Day stations. We comment on the impending Wireless Institute election of directors, and there's Roy's helpline. And in the Club Focus series, I talk about recognising and acknowledging individual efforts. News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News, targeting the VK6 call area, and we can be heard on air, online, and on demand. A trip to our website, vk6.net, will show you how and where. Well done, that man. Have you heard that phrase in your club lately? In politically correct terms, of course, we'd say, well done that person. But you know what I mean. A very important, but sadly neglected part of running an organisation is the recognition of effort. I don't mean that everyone should get a certificate for trying really hard, or as I used to get in my school reports, performing as expected, whatever that might mean. I mean that genuine, mostly spontaneous appreciation fuels the fires of volunteering. Appreciation can be shown for all things, great and small. The only thing I ask is that it's shown in a genuine way. You can show appreciation for the small things. For instance, thanks for clarifying how that works. Or, thanks Fred, for supplying supper tonight. In spite of Fred's insistence that getting together cakes, pastries, biscuits, tea, coffee, sugar and milk, not to mention the tablecloth, the doilies and fine bone china t-shirt, that was nothing really, we know that he went to a lot of trouble because he wants to get it right. Being thanked makes Fred feel good, although he obviously enjoyed doing it in the first place. It's how we're wired. We like to be appreciated. Sometimes a member, or even a non-member, will do something, build something, organise something that is significant to warrant special recognition. This could be a certificate of appreciation, or a small gift, such as a bottle of wine, or something else as a token of appreciation. Recognition of effort is like applying grease to the bearings of your club. When people feel appreciated, they're more likely to be enthused to do more. By the same token, someone feeling unappreciated is less likely to stick their hand up again. I'm Bob VK6POP.
The Hills Amateur Radio Group, or HARG, is open most Saturdays from 12 noon. The official club days for the HARG are the second and last Saturday of each month. However, there are usually members up the hill most Saturdays. There's also a barbecue lunch at 1 p.m. for just $5. People can call on the club frequency of 145.525 from 12 noon for any further information. The HARG Club Room is located at 5 Sanderson Road in Les Murdie. Newcomers are always welcome, and it'll be great to see a few new faces up at the HARG on Saturdays from 12 noon. Thanks to Peter, VK6 Lima Bravo, as Peter is the HARG Club Secretary. You can contact the club via the secretary at secretary@harg.org.au.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's March Bulletin to go to air. And don't forget, too, that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the ROTC is at the Bayswater Hotel, Bayswater, on Tuesday, March the 9th, starting at around midday. The main features in this month's bulletin are club news, read by Bruce, VK3UV, after which we have three articles. The first is entitled Travelling Brainwaves, read by Ian, VK3JS, followed by another about the Australian physicist Mark Oliphant and his part in the development of radar, also read by Ian, after which Bruce, VK3UV, tells us about Google Rival Search Engine. Everyone's most welcome to tune in tomorrow and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The monthly bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, all of which can be found on the ROTC website at www.raotc.org.au. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-metre SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 0100 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other transmissions as well. At 8 a.m, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network Talk Group 5, while at 9 a.m, Chris VK6JI will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 a.m, there's a transmission via the NewsWest linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, March the 3rd, we have a D-Star broadcast at 4:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted on D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star newsline. Additionally, on the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA News. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. But if you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the March RAOTC Bulletin, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Coming up soon is the Wireless Institute of Australia's election of directors. The returning officer announced the list of those nominated and the order in which they will appear on the ballot paper, and these are as follows. Number one, Peter Schrader, VK4EA. Secondly, Peter Dernikos, VK3FN. Thirdly, Greg Kelly, VK2GPK, retiring director and eligible for re-election. Fourthly, Stephen Green, VK2TSG. Fifthly, Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, retiring director and eligible for re-election. Sixthly, Chris Dimitrev, VK3FY. Seventh, Scott Williams, VK3KJ, retiring director and eligible for re-election. And eighthly, David Uzzell, VK2DU. Members are asked to vote for a maximum of four nominees by striking out the names of nominees not voted for and return their vote in the envelope provided before the 27th of March. Now, here's the crunch. As the ballot order was announced only Wednesday just gone, and so there will be a time lag between then and when the voting material will be printed, packed, and posted to members. This may present us with a compressed time frame for returning our completed ballots, so it would be wise to attend to voting promptly due to apparent lengthy delays in the postal delivery times. If it becomes apparent that our votes may not arrive at the WIA in time, it may be a wise move to email the WIA National Office and advise the date that you posted your vote, and express your concern at the compressed time frame. The returning officer can extend the deadline if it is believed to be appropriate.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Hi, this is Steve, VK6SJ, President of Ham College. We recently ran our first foundation license course and exam for the year with six new licenses on air as a result. This aspect of the college is a real labour of love from our foundation course team, who devote two weekends every 2 months plus many hours of coordination beforehand to provide excellent course and assessment capability. This year's standard and advanced theory course will commence on the 16th of March, with the first 3 weeks devoted to regulations and the regulations assessment. This will be followed by a 22-week standard theory course and an 8-week bridging course for adding the advanced syllabus to the course. Last year we added another 5 amateurs to our HAM community, and we already have 6 starters for this course. We're still taking applications for the last 2 places on the course. Following on from last year, where we changed the format of the course and benefited from an additional 4 instructors, This year we've even more volunteers, either instructing or assisting in the classroom. We also welcome back Claire, VK6CCL, who was a founding member of the college and co-wrote the theory manual with Neil, VK6BDA. Claire will be assisting as an instructor and also looking at updating the manual. This year we are tweaking our maths components of the course, which has traditionally driven the odd course attendee away, and we are formalising more the delivery of each module to provide more predictable and successful course outcomes. For the last 2 years, it's been really cool to see a good percentage of our course participants joining the college as volunteers. I think this is a good litmus test of the college culture and has placed the college in its best health for many years. More information on the college is available on our website at www.hamcollege.org.au.
News West is the weekly amateur radio news program for Western Australia. As far as we can determine, amateur radio news broadcasts began in Western Australia in 1931, conducted by the Wireless Institute Western Australia, using the call sign VK6 Whiskey India. We've found very little evidence that the VK6 news broadcast ran continuously since then, and for how long. In any case, it would have ceased during World War II. Amateur radio news broadcasts in Western Australia resumed after World War II, and in the absence so far of evidence to the contrary, we can claim that these broadcasts have continued unbroken since then until present times. News West operates now under the banner of WA Amateur Radio News, an amateur radio club formed for the purpose of providing a home for VK6 Amateur Radio News. As with almost everything else in amateur radio, News West is written, recorded, compiled, and broadcast by volunteers. Although we have a team of people doing things towards the news, there's always room for more. Whether you do it on a regular, one-off, or a casual basis, you can make a difference to News West content by adding your point of view and sharing your experiences. Our team uses Audacity software for recording and editing the audio. It's quite powerful. It's available for Windows, Linux, and OS X platforms. And the best of all, it's free. Recording stuff isn't that difficult. And if your perceived lack of skill or knowledge in that area is making you reluctant to join in, we can fix it. We can run a half-day course in recording and editing audio files and provide some information and tips about writing your own script. The short course is fun, and you get to meet people, and there could be a free lunch. We'll have to check with Bob on that one, but you know what they say about those. We need about 3 people to make a course viable. The course is also available to club members who wish to make news items for their club. Send your expression of interest to us. newswest@vk6.net is our address.
With the John Moyle Memorial Field Day coming up in a few weeks, we need to get some things sorted and information shared. When we run around setting up portable stations out there in the bush, what we'd like to avoid is discovering that another station has been set up on the other side of the shrubbery. Well, at least a bit too close for comfort, or even worse, same case scenario, 2 mobs planning to be on the same spot. So we've set up a simple form to collect information about JMFD stations, call sign, single operator or club station, bands you propose to use, and approximate location with grid square and location description. So I'd expect something like Oscar Foxtrot 77 dwelling up south end of Frequency Road. The form is up now on the vk6.net website. The form takes a short time to complete, and the information will be useful to anyone planning to set up a station. The information you supply is stored in a spreadsheet. The spreadsheet containing the list of stations can be viewed via a link on the page. You may see a message suggesting that you log in or use Google Chrome for best result, etc. Ignore those. It works fine anyway. While you're there, you can download the list of suggested frequencies with which to contact other VK6 stations in between working the rest of the country. The website address is vk6.net/contests. And oh, don't forget your snakebite kit.
Hi, this is Steve, VK6SJ, Publicity Officer for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. We choose to talk to the moon. We choose to talk to the moon in 2021 and do the other things, not because they're easy, but because they are hard. Our EME facility is nearing completion. After a long wait organising additional land for our lease, foundations have been laid and the building is now in place. Trenching for services have been dug, both of our CTEL 3-metre dishes have been moved into place. We're getting very close to being able to finish this medium-term project. The EME project put in place our 10.3 GHz 100-watt transceiver, fed to a 40 dBi antenna that we will use to talk via the moon halfway around the world. The system is driven from an ICOM 9700 transceiver operating on 2 metres, feeding a 144 MHz to 10.3 GHz transverter, which is then fed to a Siemens TWT amplifier producing 100 watts. The antenna is a repurposed CTEL 3-metre dish inside a radome originally designed for maritime use. The motors have been modified to allow 0.1 degree adjustments to azimuth and elevation, and the controller is a VK5DJ design device constructed by Larry and Keith. The project was in a bit of a hiatus while we sorted the lease, but over the last 2 weeks, club members have come out of the woodwork to put this project back on its feet. Project team members have been Matt 6ML, Dean 6DSL, Keith 6KB and Larry 6UM, but another 10 or so club members jumped in to assist with excavators, shovels, electrical reticulation, rigging, dogmen and air conditioning and installation skills to get the project close to completion by the end of February. We are on the lookout for anyone who has experience in setting up a microwave TWT amplifiers. We can and will manage on our own, if need be, but if someone out there has some experience in this area, we invite you to be a part of the team. Please email the club if you're interested. The project will most likely be one of the more serious EME stations in Australia. On other subjects, 10 of our club members are now within 4 weeks of travelling to Cocos Keeling Islands for a week of radio and ham friendship. We have the call sign VK9 Charlie Echo licensed, and we're taking equipment and antennas for 2 stations and will be active on all bands from 80 through to 10 metres and on SSB, CW and FT8. QSL manager is EB7DX and we'll be uploading to EQSL Club Log, QRZ and Log of the World daily. Late last year we started our monthly Tech Night sessions again. These are held on the second Tuesday evening of each month. This last month we decided to change the format of our normal club meetings, which were becoming dry and boring. By better utilising our committee and managing the meetings better, we've managed to compress the business aspects of the meetings down to 45 minutes and use the rest of the 2 hours for a technical session, similar to our Tech Night, but more focused on talking about different aspects of the club. Our last meeting just passed had Matt 6ML presenting on the recently refurbished 2-metre repeater VK6RNC. This upgrade is almost finished now. We used an RF technology Eclipse 2 repeater, fed to a new EMR diplexer and a new repeater controller that provides the voice ident and also adds All-Star capability, which has replaced the aged and largely unused IRLP node. Coverage of the repeater has vastly improved. The repeater provides good coverage over the entire northern suburbs and south as far as Leeming. The last task left on this project will be adding CTCSS to the repeater to assist in reducing some interference issues we've been challenged with. We will be using a 123 Hz subtone to access the repeater, and this will be activated on the last day of March. For those of you who don't know, the repeater is on 146.625 MHz and uses a negative 600 kHz offset. If you feel like you would like to join our vibrant, healthy and active group, we meet informally on Sundays at 08.30 and formally on the fourth Tuesday evening of each month except December at 7am at the Neil Penfold State Amateur Radio Centre off Nangara Road in Whiteman Park. More detail on our website at www.ncrg.info.
This is VK6ARN and you're listening to News West.
Next week, we aim our News West episode at new amateurs. And one of the ways we do this is to congratulate those who have gained a new licence and those who have upgraded to another level. Having done all of the congratulating, we move on to giving information and telling stories that could prove useful to newcomers to the hobby. In fact, there may even be something of use to those not so new to the hobby. Now here's where you can come in. How about sharing your story about entering the hobby? What was it like for you? Was there something you learned along the way that you'd like to share? Or do you simply have a good yarn to tell us? Old hand or new, your story will prove interesting to others, so how about it? 2 to 3 minutes worth is plenty of time for you to tell your tale. Send your story, either text or recording, as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Some people may be wondering why, or even hold the opinion, that News West is biased towards the Radio Amateur Society of Australia and against the Wireless Institute of Australia. I don't really blame you, because on the surface it might look that way. A couple of years ago, WA Amateur Radio News, the club that produces News West, wrote to the Wireless Institute of Australia and to the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, inviting them to make regular contributions to News West. The Wireless Institute replied, saying thank you very much, but they don't need to contribute to News West, as they have their own news program. RASA accepted our offer and regularly provide news and information for inclusion in News West. It may interest you to know that the Wireless Institute will not include items of news or information from RASA or anyone they believe is a RASA member in the WIA National News. News West will not be deterred from reporting on what's happening in the amateur radio world in Australia simply because some people don't like being pushed out of their comfort zone. We stand by our news content, and as much as some people floating around the surface of the Wireless Institute pond don't like it, we'll report on what we believe is the truth, and importantly, what needs to be talked about openly. What's clear, and probably logical, is that you won't hear any critical comment about the Wireless Institute on the national news. It is, after all, their show. And now this one's for WIA members. Everyone else can go and get another coffee or some other beverage of choice if they don't want to listen to WIA stuff. With the election of directors coming up, you need to give serious consideration to how you vote and how you want your vote to influence the Wireless Institute of Australia. Firstly, and even though there's a lot of other people who think the same way, I'm expressing my personal opinion here. Whether or not you like to hear it said, the Wireless Institute isn't doing well. They put out lots of spin. However, let's take a deeper look. The board takes months to publish minutes of board meetings, and when they are published, the content isn't very substantive. What could be the reason for this? Well, there's more than one possible reason. Firstly, the board is still carrying a huge grudge. The chip on their collective shoulder is the size of a railway sleeper. They are still scarred by their losing the deed with the ACMA and are refusing to acknowledge or collaborate with RASA on important matters. And I'll tell you how that shows. Read through their press releases. These show a defensiveness about the existence and activities of RASA. They repeatedly assert that they are the only amateur radio peak body in Australia. In fact, they go further by implying that the state bodies Amateur Radio Victoria and Amateur Radio New South Wales and the Organisation for Female Amateur Radio Operators in Australia, ALARA, it claims that they are peak amateur radio bodies. Their lack of procedural efficiency is glaringly obvious. Again, we see a late election of directors process, which will probably require an extension of time for return ballots. How often does this have to happen before they realise that they have a problem? Again, this is my personal opinion, but I think the current Wireless Institute of Australia board is dysfunctional and prone to internal squabbling, affecting their ability to get on with business. We all need to take a good look at the candidates and decide how our votes can influence the future shape of the Wireless Institute of Australia board. I'm Bob VK, 6POP, and I am a Wireless Institute of Australia member.
WA Amateur Radio News is the club that was formed to provide a home for News West. We're a small club, and most of our energy goes to producing News West every week of the year. However, we do other stuff too when we get the chance. We've done contests and special activations and waved our flag at hamfests and so on. We've even done live News West broadcasts from Hamfest. However, the logistics and operational difficulties of doing this were horrendous, so it hasn't happened for a while. We've successfully presented Perth Tech, a one-day free symposium of local and interstate presenters. Perth Tech in 2020 was nobbled by COVID, and we're working on a new presentation method for 2021. WA Amateur Radio News welcomes new members, and we do have members who aren't on the news team. If you're interested, email the secretary and we'll take it from there. The email address is secretary@vk6.net.
Good morning from Graham, VK6LV, on behalf of the WAVHF Group. Activities at the club facilities have been interrupted by significant groundworks being undertaken by the City of Melville to enhance the area surrounding the Wireless Hill buildings. As a consequence, members will not be able to access the facilities until April. However, we have been provided with an alternative meeting room at the Brax Library, which is extremely flash, with the latest AV equipment, kitchen, a spacious meeting room, and good seating. Venues for our activity days are yet to be decided. During this time, the club is focusing on planning for the coming year, with emphasis being placed on contesting and field days. Research is being undertaken to maximise the point scoring potential of particular equipment and locations which will be rolled out in coming events. Also, the VHF Group webpage is in the process of being redesigned, and Mark VK6 Echo Zulu has set up a Facebook page which is already yielding good results. The recent monthly meeting saw a show and tell segment added to the agenda. Mark VK6 Echo Zulu demonstrated his Morse bug controlled by an Arduino, which he is using to improve his Morse skills. And Steve VK6 Bravo Bravo Mike gave us an excellent rundown of software that interfaces with the latest Nano VNA version 2. Newly licensed Ham Jeff, VK6 Golf Charlie Charlie, was able to show us the rapid progress he has made in his soldering skills. The club is thankful to PAG for its proposed Morse practice sessions, and the VHF members will be very keen participants. And on the weekend of the 6th of March, we will be a presence at the Parkfest with some pre-loved goodies and some of our current projects. We look forward to seeing you there. 73s.
My name is Carsten, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Charlie Bravo, and I am the Membership Officer for the West Australian Repeater Group. First of all, I would like to say thank you to all of our current members for your support in previous years. Without this type of support, WAG would struggle to maintain a network of radio repeaters around Western Australia. Membership fees are still only $25 per member, which is a small cost to support a great organisation that helps so many members around the VK6 area. For newly licensed amateurs, WAG has a special offer where your first year's membership fee is only $10. Membership fees are due on 1st of April each year. If you'd like to become a WAG financial member, that's fantastic news. Please visit the WAG website, which is whiskeyalpharomeogolf.oscarromeogolf.alphauniform, wag.org.au, and click on Member Services and then Membership to find payment details and a copy of our membership form. The form can be filled out electronically on your computer using Adobe Acrobat Reader, and then printed out as a PDF and sent to membership@wag.org.au or posted to our PO Box. This is Carsten, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Charlie Bravo, Membership Officer for the West Australian Repeater Group, saying thank you, and 73.
Good morning once again, Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 28th of February 2021. Today I have for you Looking for Help and Wanted, looking for a user manual for a Sharp video tape player. It's a model Sharp Victor Charlie Alpha 460, a VC Alpha 460 front-loading tape player, complete unit or with plugs if you can, or just the user manual for one. It's a bit of an optimistic shot, but anyone with an old VCR quarter player, that'll be VHS, I presume. Contact John, VK6 Alpha Uniform. His telephone number 08-9291-7908. Again, 08-9291-7908, or email to Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima India Figure 2 at westnet.com.au. As again, it's Alpha Sierra Alpha Lima India 2 at westnet.com.alphauniform. And from our previous archive list, we have for sale a Kenwood Tango Sierra 950 Sierra Delta X-Ray from Gusti. A built-in power supply comes with that, mint condition, and there's no box with that apparently, but asking $1,800 firm for that Kenwood TS950 Sierra Delta X-ray. The next item I have for sale is an ICOM IC756 Pro transceiver, HF transceiver. It's a Pro 3. In fact, it's an ICOM 756 Pro 3 in mint condition with box and manual, and asking $1,200 firm. And Gus also has a brand new antenna selector. It's an M-tron Echo Sierra Figure 1 at 300 watts output, can handle 300 watts, asking $220 for that. It has two ports. In other words, you can have two antennas or you can select from two different radios. If you're interested in that, please contact Gus, VK6 Whiskey Bravo, on his email, victorkilo6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com, victorkilo6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com, or phone 0407-030-5902. Again, 0407-030-5902. And that, my friends, is all I have for you for this morning. If you have any items for next week's broadcast, please contact me. The email address, victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. victorkilo6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And until next week, when I hope to have some more disposal items for you, until we meet again, have a good long holiday, Labor Day tomorrow, and 7-3 from Roy, VK6xrayVictor.
Next week, we're welcoming new amateurs to the fold, and there's been a few over the last few months. Now, WIA members, don't forget to keep an eye out for the ballot papers and to deal with them quickly. Perhaps clubs or groups could pitch in together and share the cost of express post to send the ballots back with. And thanks to the team this week, Roy, Mike and Jeff, and thanks to the broadcasters and callback collectors, and to the several contributors for club news items, I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer. Until next week, good DX. However, in order to do that, you know what you got to do. You got to get on air and make some noise.